Hi, and welcome to Our Town, a podcast brought to you by the National Trust of South Australia. There's great stories out there about our people and places, and we've got one coming right up, so let's dive in.
Hello and welcome to Claire Talks. I'm Millie Nichols, and today I'm going to talk to you about a history mystery concerning the Clare area. Until the close of 1839, the region around present-day Clare was largely unexplored by Europeans, and its ranges and watercourses were unseen by white men. The permanent waterholes and natural features were well enough known to the Aboriginal people, as the area was part of the territory of the Ngadjeri people, whose tribal lands include most of what is now known as the mid-north of South Australia. For many years, it was not known exactly who the first white man to explore the area was, or who named the Hutt River. However, thanks to a recent book by Max Slee, it is now known that a man named John Hill, the first white man to come to what is now called the Clare Valley. Not a lot is known about John Hill, as he seems to have been a man of actions, not words. In fact, for a long time there was some doubt about his name. It was thought that he was William Hill, and he was usually just referred to as Mr. Hill, and he was largely forgotten about by history. It seems he was an unassuming character, for he wrote no memoir nor tale of his exploits, and his explorations were not carried out for political or social gain. They had an underlying profit-making objective, and so they were kept, as we say today, commercial in confidence and not widely reported on in the public press. Many details of his life are unknown. It seems he was born about 1810, probably in London, and probably to a middle-class family who were quite affluent, as it seems he was well-educated and an accomplished horseman. He appears to have come to New South Wales in 1834 and spent some time as a squatter there, where he got to know several other people who appeared later in South Australia, like Edward John Eyre, who were also squatting there at the time. He came to South Australia in 1837, and he subsequently became associated with the London-based Secondary Towns Association, essentially a land speculation company, although he was not a shareholder or paid by this organisation. He was a member of several exploration parties, the first being an expedition in 1837 led by Colonel William Light that discovered the Barossa Valley and named the Lindop area. This was followed by a journey through the unknown central Mount Lofty ranges with Dr. George Imlay, one of his acquaintances from New South Wales. They followed the River Torrens to its source near Mount Pleasant, then went on to pass modern-day Palmer to the River Murray near Manham, and they were the first Europeans to reach the Murray overland from Adelaide. On the way back to Adelaide, they went through present-day Charleston, Woodside, and Basket Range. Then in March 1838, with a group of three associates, he rode as far as Robertstown and then went on to the Murray near present-day Morgan. And in April 1839, this time alone, he traversed the lower North and Clare Valley, discovering and naming the Wakefield and the Hutt Rivers, and quite likely the Gilbert River as well. The Hutt River was named after Sir William Hutt, who was one of the South Australian Colonisation Commissioners in London, and the Wakefield after Edward Gibbon Wakefield, the promoter of the scheme of systematic colonisation that led to the founding of the colony of South Australia. There is no publicly available account of Hill's journey to the Clare Valley, as it was probably carried out for the Secondary Towns Association, and there was no release of information to the general public. However, his optimistic reports to the association later gave rise to European settlement at Clare through a special survey requested by a syndicate of nine investors, most being connected to the Secondary Towns Association, including such settlers as Horrocks and Gleeson. Shortly after his trip to the Clare Valley, Edward John Eyre, who had been a friend of Hill's in New South Wales and was travelling through the area on an exploration trip to the north of the state, discovered and named the Hill River after John Hill, who Eyre said was the gentleman who discovered its twin river, the Hutt. Other exploration trips followed for Hill, one to the Streaky Bay and Sejuna area, where he arrived with an associate just before Eyre did, and also to Geesham Bay and the Glenelg River later in 1839. He was also in the first European party, in company with Governor Gawler, to explore the east coast of Eyre Peninsula from Port Lincoln to present-day Whyalla, and he was the first to explore York Peninsula. Later, he travelled to the Yunta region with George Morfitt, a well-known Adelaide man and one of the agents for the Secondary Towns Association in the state. He was the holder of the first land grant for all of the area of Port Adelaide, south of St Vincent Street, but he later made a loss on this land when he sold it after he'd returned to England in 1843. Up until this time, he enjoyed high social status and was appointed to grand juries and influential commercial positions, although he never held public office. John Hill came back to South Australia in 1845, but he experienced more financial misfortune about this time, and he lived in obscurity and poverty for the rest of his life. Former associates evidently regarded him as a social outcast. John Hill died at the Adelaide Hospital on the 11th of August 1860, aged 50, from an ulcer-related condition, and he was interred in an unmarked pauper's grave at the West Terrace Cemetery. There is no record that he had ever married or had children, and he largely slipped out of history until the recent publication of Slee's John Hill, South Australia's Discoverer of Rivers, which has led to his reinstatement as an explorer of South Australia.
Thanks for joining us. Remember to have a listen to our other episodes. To find out more about our amazing heritage buildings and nature reserves, go to nationaltrust.org.au/essay.